Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the Internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to this month's edition of Stars Are Us. And what a month this is going to be if you thought last month was crazy. With, of course, my excellent co-host, Joseph Anthony. We also have kicked off a great show, Supernatural Kids. Our next one is on the 15th. So if you know anybody or you have experiences, please email them into us. We will take those questions and then we'll put it to a video and it'll be on YouTube. So just to let you know that if you're having spiritual awakenings, you're not alone. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria. Good morning. You're not kidding. It's going to be a very, very interesting month. And boy, what can I say? I mean, I know we're going to talk about it, but astrologically, there is a lot going on this month, including three planets going retrograde the second half. So it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be, how do I put this nicely? a little uncomfortable. Let's put it that way.
Well, I got to tell you, when I saw the release of the Panama Papers, and people really need to pay attention, okay, this was just the first dump. It wasn't singling out Russia and Putin, okay? They say they're going to get around to everybody. So let's hope the Bushes and the Clintons and all the other criminals in this country get exposed too, because Iceland immediately had the hugest protest. I saw a video online yesterday. And this is how quick people power can work. Their prime minister resigned today. So wouldn't it be wonderful to see that happen here and just get Hitlery knocked right out of the race and all the other phonies? I'm sure Trump's got plenty of money offshore, too. So if you really are, you know, to me, that's un-American, okay? Questioning our government used to be called un-American, but if you can't invest your money and keep your money here and you're hiding it in tax shelters in Panama, which Bernie Sanders, by the way, predicted this would be exposed 5 years ago, you're un-American. That's the way I see it. And then the other kicker, Joe, I don't know if you paid attention, the lawyer for the D.C. madam, Jean Palfrey, who I interviewed on the show before they suicided her, and she had made a very strong point that she was not going to commit suicide, he's got all her paperwork, and he said he's ready to release a dump of those paperwork that will rock this election, which I'm figuring is going to take out Ted Cruz and maybe all of them. Who knows? So I'm like, wow, everything hidden is certainly coming to the fore. Is that astrologically on time?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, this Pluto squaring Uranus has been lingering for quite a while now, even though it's not exact as it's been the last 2 years. But as I've been saying, Pluto's about deep discovery, and it's in the sign of Capricorn, which is institutions, corporations, and so on. And so we're digging deep. We're looking below the radar for all these politicians and business people and powers that shouldn't be, and what they're really doing behind the scenes. And, of course, Uranus is bringing it to the attention of everyone. Awakening. It's an awakening symbolic planet. But the thing that gets me the most here is, you know, anyone that's at that level, and there have been so many people, especially one of the guys that you've interviewed many times, Kevin Trudeau.
Right.
Okay? This man has publicly stated that once you get to the club and you become a member, and it doesn't matter where you come from, whether you're a famous rapper or an industrialist or a family, you know, a secret family member, and so on, that you become a part of this clique. And that they show you how to hide your money from local governments and states and countries so you don't get taxed and you get to keep most of your wealth that's created. So this is nothing new. All of them, Right. I don't care what country you're talking about. Once they get in with the club, they are going to, and they create these places, by the way,
right.
The Caribbean,
exactly.
Panama, all of these places have been artificially created by the same people to hide their money.
Exactly.
So it's not just the United States.
Of course not. You know, 800 Australians were busted this morning for being part of it. David Cameron's
right.
family busted for being part of it. And just for new
right.
listeners, I still have a great interview with Kevin Trudeau in the archives. And Kevin is rotting in prison for 10 years because of his book. Okay, no other reason.
Right.
And yet, mm-hmm. you got a phony like Dr. Oz on TV who says GMOs are safe. He doesn't seem to ever get busted, even when he was selling his snake oil. So you have to
right.
wonder, why is somebody like Kevin Trudeau rotting in jail for 10 years over a diet
mm-hmm.
book when you know it was his political work that put him there?
Well, yeah, he went against the system, and he started talking out against the banks and the corruption in the banks, and that's what got him put in prison, is because, you know, basically we all know, and your listeners know, and many of my listeners know, that it's the banking system that controls humanity. You know, everything you do, you have to pay for. So, and it's totally corrupted. You know, it's a fake, phony system to begin with. So these are the people that are, you know, that unfortunately are getting the brunt of the backlash of telling the truth. But there's going to be more. There's going to be more people coming out because the energy that's coming in, it's doing something to us that's saying we have to change. We must look at the world in a different way. And those people that are in power or in positions that can make a difference are going to make a difference. And so this is nothing new. I've been saying this for many years now. Look for a new monetary system. And you could see the system crumbling right before our eyes. I mean, it's incredible. Look at what's happening. We're discovering where money is hidden. You see? So first you have to figure out where it is, how it's being produced, who's manipulating it, and then get rid of it, and then implement a new system. By 2017, 2018, when Uranus begins to go into Taurus, the sign of money, there will be a new monetary system of some kind. I wish I knew exactly which way it was going to go, but no one really knows because, again, we have free will to create our own realities here.
Mm-hmm.
And so this month, since the second half of the month, we're going to go into Taurus, which is the sign of money. Don't be surprised that more of this dirt comes out.
Right.
These officials and these governments and these people and these corporations.
Well, it's interesting you say that Taurus is the sign of money because it's not just this story, the Panama Papers, but I'm looking at North Carolina with their anti-LGBT law that they just passed, Mississippi that did the same on hyperspeed, that's the worst law in the country. And every day, different states are joining the bandwagon not to go to North Carolina. This morning I saw PayPal is pulling out of North Carolina, taking 400 jobs with it that they were going to expand there. Lionsgate Movie Theaters decided to take themselves out of North Carolina, the movie producers, and move to Canada. So they are going to be losing a lot of money, forcing their biblical hallucinations on the law, which, of course, is all unconstitutional. But when I look at the South and I report on these stories, especially against women, like Indiana, where they actually came out and made a movement, periods against Pence, where women are now calling the governor's office after he passed a terrible anti-abortion bill and giving them all the facts and details of their reproductive organs every day on the phone, you can see that people are waking up and they have had enough. And, you know, to me, mm-hmm. pulling your money out of a state, and now Obama and the feds are saying if they're going to pass laws like this, they're not entitled to any federal funds. It'll be interesting to see if their made-up God, with all the same hatred and prejudice they have, will pay their bills.
So, well,
interesting times, Joe. Interesting times.
Oh. Absolutely. You know, we astrologers know that Pluto in Capricorn was going to cause a lot of power grabbing as well, because Pluto represents power. And so when it enters a sign, usually within the first 2 years, 3 years or so, everything associated with those powerful organizations or groups begins to take charge. In other words, the heavy hand gets implemented. And so here we see it. But as Pluto begins to make its way out of a sign, that's when things really fall apart. Now, Pluto has been in Capricorn for quite a number of years, since 2008. So we're looking at 8 years already. Mm. And it comes out, I believe, in 20... I don't remember offhand, but it's 2024, 2023 or something like that. So it's making its way through the middle part of the sign where it's destroying and changing the system.
Right.
And so not surprising at all to the people in power that want to keep that power. Mm-hmm. And so the smart ones, you know, see through the veil. And there are many companies leaving the United States because they know what's coming. They know that the things are going to change in some way, whether it's the monetary system or people that continue to wake up and not support their products and services and whatever. But this is what 2012 is all about. This is what the Mayans are talking about. It's not the end of the world physically, you know, falling apart and doom and gloom. It's the end of the world as we know it because we are awakening. Mm-hmm. And so we're starting to take back our power, realizing that the more we support these companies, the more we support these corrupt politicians, the more we support the phony monetary system, the worse off we are.
Right.
And we give them power. Right. And so those of us that are awake are going, yes, let it crumble, let it go down, let's rebuild. We'll make it better, and we'll support each other. Mm-hmm. Those that are living in fear, anxiety, and stress are going to continue to go down that path, and it's not going to be a pretty one for them.
Right.
Because they're going to lose their grip on reality. Their health is going to suffer, and they're going to become, you know, disillusioned with reality. And I see that a lot of my clients these days have been experiencing exactly what I just said.
Well, I'm finding a lot of people have gotten to the point where it just seems like everybody woke up at the same time. And what I'm hearing from a lot of people is they're tired, they're sick of this world, you know, what's the point? You know, they're finally getting to the realization everything is make-believe, that they live in an illusion, mm-hmm. and it's like, you know, screw it all. I might as well enjoy my life. But I also see a lot of people choosing to leave the planet now. And does that have anything to do with Pluto?
Well, yeah, Pluto represents death and transformation. And so if you've got strong Pisces in your chart, or you've got some deep Scorpio or Aries that, you know, is very self-directed, you will feel sorry for yourself. You will not feel comfortable. And if you don't understand what's happening, the energies that are shifting, the consciousness, you're just going to be totally lost. Mm-hmm. And so people are checking out.
Right.
And I see that. Right. And I see that with the older generations that don't understand what's happening because they feel like they can't contribute anymore. Mm-hmm. They have no sense of purpose or direction. It's the worst thing you could do. The first thing you must understand is that, as I've always said, and I will continue to say, we are spiritual beings in a body having a human experience, and that we have chosen to come down here, or we're going through a period where a major, massive transition is taking place, an opportunity to get rid of the system that other generations has created in order to implement or create a new one, which is, I would say, fair, and it is more honest, and remove the cancer that's been eating away at society. And you know who we're talking about, the Khazarian Mafia, you know, the Rothschilds, and all of these people.
Right.
We must expose them for who they are.
Exactly.
And the churches and so on. So the more we do that, and the more we understand that we're playing a part collectively, and this is the beauty of social media. I see this all the time, how more and more people are awakening. Slowly but surely, they're awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And so those that understand it, your listeners, my listeners, you and I, David Icke, Jim Mars, or all the other guys, mm-hmm. all we're doing is trying to awaken people to who they are, mm-hmm. how they give their power away, and how you can make a difference. It's by sticking together.
Exactly.
That's how you do it.
Exactly. You know, one of the new hashtags I've been using is fake Christians. And when I look at all these fake Christians and the laws they're passing, I'm trying to think which state this morning, Tennessee, is passing a law making the Bible the official state book. Okay, now what a slap in the face to anybody who doesn't believe in the Bible. And Joe, you know my astrology, and I'm pretty sure it's the Sagittarian half of me that is the philosopher, okay? When I was a kid, because I've been accused of, you know, hating religion and against Christians and all this bullshit, but when I was a kid, I was forced to read the Bible for 29 years. The first 29 years of my life, okay, was the, you know, strict religious study, read, memorize the Bible. And I remember on certain occasions, maybe I was 10, 11 years old, when the preachers would all be screaming about Armageddon and how they're the only ones getting saved and blah, blah, blah. And I can honestly tell you, having read the Bible, unfortunately, from, you know, from beginning to end so many times, the only thing that stuck out in my mind were three words. And I remember after some hellfire preaching, you know, Sunday bullshit, where I went up to one of the men after they were, you know, Armageddon's coming, everybody's going to die, only 144,000 are going to heaven, we're the chosen ones, you know, the usual shit every religion says. And I went up to him and I said, I don't believe what you just said. And I couldn't have been more than 10, Joe. And he said to me, well, what do you mean? I said, well, the Bible says God is love. So if God is love, none of this could be true. Why would he punish anybody? And let me tell you, Joe, I got slapped down. The answer I got was, you're just a girl. What do you know? And I looked at him and I said, I know more than you do. And at that point, I was already questioning things. And I guess my little philosopher was jumping into play at that age. So if people actually read their Bible, they would see the horror stories in it. They would see the mass murders in it. They would see the rape, the child abuse, et cetera, et cetera. But they would also somewhere in between find those three words, okay? Which to me, outside of those three words, you might as well burn that book or use it like they use it in prison to roll cigarettes.
Well, no, that, absolutely. Those of us that are awake know that religions are or are created to give people hope and to control the masses. There's no doubt about it in my mind, especially here, the Western religions and Christianity and so on. And, you know, there's truth in everything, and you're absolutely right. I mean, if you just listen to what the words in the book are getting to, you know, love thy neighbor, do as you would do to others, do unto yourself, blah, 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 and God is love. Absolutely. But the problem is all of these metaphors and stories delude the meaning.
Right. But those are the basic.
Anyway, the point being is that we're going through a period right now where it's about our value system. And this month in particular, we're going to be questioning it even more because Taurus not only represents money, but it represents our values. Mm-hmm. And so the Bible Belt and the southern states, as I've always said, and as everyone knows, as the transition continues around the world and in this country, you're going to have pockets that are just going to continue to embrace their belief in messiahs and Bibles and whatever else they believe in, because that gives them the safety. It's that old cognitive dissonance that sets in. I don't want to know. No, I don't want to know.
Exactly. You know? And so exactly. Try arguing the Bible with a Jehovah's Witness. Good luck on that one.
Right, and I actually tried to do that, one time years ago with two women that came up to me, and it was interesting. You know, I wasn't offended by it. I didn't hurt their feelings. I didn't demean them in any way. But I tried to explain to them about how I view the Bible and religion. But anyway, the point being here is that these southern states are going to have a tough time because this is all they know.
Well, maybe that's where Donald Trump should build his walls, okay? Why not wall those people in, tell them their rapture came, and let them live all alone, like the way the U.S. government originally sent the Mormons to Utah, figuring it's a vast wasteland, we can get rid of them, put them all in one state, and leave them there. That didn't work out the way they wanted it to. But if you think about it, what you quoted, Joe, are the tenets of pretty much every religion. And all I see religion doing is killing people. Eternal wars in the name of my God's better than your God. Mm-hmm. Instead of realizing that we are all God.
Right, exactly. And as this information continues to come out, and it will, because as you know, you and I are doing a show on Supernatural Kids. Basically, what's happening is we're awakening to and these children are bringing a lot of this wisdom or knowledge into this this time frame to show that it's not about religion, that it's more about your soul and your spirit and your energy that is God, that's going to create reality. And these kids are not going to feed into religions. I guarantee you in 20, 30, 40 years, we will not have religions.
Oh, it'll be a lot less time than that. A lot less time than that. But what I noticed, Joe... What I noticed, take it easy. You're all white and we're going to tell people why. Hold on, people. What I am noticing is I noticed yesterday a millennial, 21 years old, who's running for the Senate. And when I read what she had to say, I said, okay, the kids are all right. And they're realizing they need to get into position of power to blow the system apart. So think about somebody 21 running for the Senate. Okay. These are the kind of people that we've been waiting for. I don't know about you, but I feel like I've been waiting all my life for this soul group to arrive.
Sure, sure. But, you know, we're making a difference. Those of us in that have the ability to connect with others are making a huge difference with our own generations.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're doing our part. It's like everyone's got their part. It's like a baseball team, you know.
Right.
And everyone's got their position. Everyone's got their part to change the system, and that's what we're doing. And I'm glad these kids that want to get into Washington to basically change it, more power to them, because we got to get rid of this.
Look at
this
the kids
nonsense.
Voting.
All
look at
do
them.
Is term limits.
Look at them turning over the tables to make sure they vote. And I think it was, I'm thinking Utah. It's so hard to keep track of this election, where they actually allowed kids to vote, okay, 16 and up. Mm-hmm. And I think they should, because it's their world. But, you know, looking at it, I don't know if we could live in more insane times. But, you know, every now and then when I get discouraged, because I've done this show since 2000 and radio before that, and since 2000 screaming about stolen elections, well, it only took 16 years for people to realize that their votes are being stolen as you follow this election and see what's been going on and the public outcry. So I said, well, I guess it was worth it to kill myself for 16 years to see people wake up and get, you know, smell the roses.
Right. Well, the information is coming out. Short of doing away with the internet completely, there's no way they could stop it anymore.
Exactly.
You know, between WikiLeaks, between shows like yours, between David Icke, between the social media, they cannot stop it anymore. All they could do is combat it with these, you know, hiring people in the military and these alphabet agencies to put out propaganda. That's their only that's their only weapon.
Exactly. And but when I see those posts, I always write bullshit under it. It's like think, people,
you know,
think. Joe, let's get over to why are you so wired today? Because I'm looking at your work you sent me for this month. Today, Venus entered Aries. And today, Mercury entered Taurus. So how did that jazz you up?
Well, Venus rules Taurus and it rules Libra. And so anytime Venus goes into a fire sign, it always ignites a little fire or passion in an individual. And I happen to be born under the sign of Taurus. So, yeah, early this morning, about 7 a.m., you know, I was feeling the energy already. You know, hopped out of bed, and I'm like, okay, let's go, because the energy is shifting. And that's what it is. It's a timeline. It's an energy shift of some kind. And so as of today, the 5th here, Venus has entered Aries. And this is Aries is about self-preservation, looking at oneself. Venus is about love and partnerships. They're a little bit at odds with each other, but the main theme of Venus and Aries is I want to have fun. It's romance. It's pleasure now. I want it now.
Right.
This transit could be a little selfish, too, as we spend money on things we don't really need, or we impulsively go and do things that we, you know, normally wouldn't do. So it amps up the energy. No doubt about it. And as I wrote in my newsletter, the first half of April should be high energy, okay? Because we're going through Aries, impulsive, reinventing ourselves, motivated.
Right.
But the second half, that's going to be a little different. We'll get into that in a minute.
All right. But we actually have three planets going retrograde this month. I would think that's going to be pretty intense to get through.
It is. It is. I mean, along with Venus going into Aries today, later on this afternoon on the 5th, Mercury goes into Taurus. Now, Mercury in Taurus is, you know, slow and methodical, being practical. So you got this, we got this push-pull going on the first half of the month. And then on top of that, 2 days later, on the 7th, we have the new moon in Aries, which is another jolt of energy. And so what we've got for the first 2 weeks of April is more motivation, an opportunity to create something new, unexpected changes, epiphanies, all of that. And so take advantage of it, friends. That's all I can tell you, is just take advantage. Because like you said, Maria, the second half of the month, going up to about the 17th, when Mars goes retrograde. And this happens every 2 years or so, when Mars, the planet of motivation, drive, slows down. And we're going to have an 11-week period of a slowdown with this Mars retrograde. So it's going to feel like molasses, or it's going to start, you know, really lowering the vibration, if you will. Mm-hmm. Because at the same time, the following day, Pluto goes retrograde, but that's not as big or as important, mm-hmm. unless you're a Capricorn or an Aries, because that is going to affect you more. But on the 19th, the sun enters Taurus, the earth sign, the heaviest earth sign of them all, you know, being practical, being realistic, and so on. So you can see the second half of the month, just things just becoming real slow. Think of molasses and how it, you know, comes out of a jar if you were to tip it over, turn it upside down. It's a slow process. Mm-hmm. And I know no one wants to hear that because we're already feeling some weird energy as it is.
Right.
But this is an amazing time to just sit still and be, but enjoy the simple things in life. Go for that walk. Go smell the flowers. You know, have a nice candlelight meal. Whatever. It's about enjoying the simple things in life the second half of this month with all that Taurus energy.
Right. And this is, you know, this is Earth month. You know, and this is supposedly Earth Day month, too. Even though Earth mm-hmm. Day originally was the first day of spring, but that's a story for another day. So it's interesting right. that it would be happening at the time the sun is entering Taurus.
Exactly, exactly. So not surprising one bit, as I wrote in the newsletter, and obviously people who go check it out on my website, planetswithin.com, totally free. Click on the middle, that banner in the middle where it says monthly astrology and horoscopes, and you could read all about it. And so it's just, you know, if people could just understand the cycles, all right, I'm not saying you have to buy into it, you have to believe anything, just understand the flow of energy that is at play. Mm-hmm. So you could, you know, change your dynamics and your schedules and so on accordingly. It makes a difference. But of course, you know, Maria, the wonderful Mercury retrograde happens on the 28th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In the slow sign of Taurus.
Oh, boy, so I guess you'll be sleeping through the month.
Pretty much. I mean, listen, not surprising. I'm already sleeping in the afternoon, taking little power naps for 20, 30 minutes in the afternoon because the energy waves are so heavy. And so this may just make it even heavier. I'm sorry to have to say this, folks, mm-hmm. but just do what you can at the pace you can. Do not take anything personally. Oh, my life's not moving anywhere. You know, any of that. Don't do that. It's not worth it. Understand that we're, you know, the energy is heavy. It's going to be thick. So Mercury in Taurus is going to be very sentimental, very nostalgic about the past relationships, past situations, past jobs. It's all going to be about the past. Going to be about materialism as well. Oh, remember when I had that car? Or remember when I had this house? Or remember when I had those? It's going to be a nostalgic time frame. Mm-hmm. And so we're going down memory lane the second half of this month, no doubt about it, all the way into May, most of May.
Well, we also
May
have...
We have five planets retrograde.
Oh, what's my that? God. We yeah. have a full moon in Scorpio. So you're thinking
right.
that more evil will be exposed during that time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Along with all this Taurus energy, as I said earlier, is this exposure of values, this issue with money or monetary issues, this will continue to be exposed. And Pluto, as I wrote, you know, this is it's about emotions, about intense feelings, deep passion, but it's also about discovery. And so we will be digging deep within our emotional life. The littlest thing will set us off. For instance, a post on one of the social media sites may just irritate the crap out of us. You know, that's the kind of passionate energy that Scorpio, especially a full moon in Scorpio, which is been known, as you know, to be one of the worst ones out there for crime, criminals, you know, and so on. And this has all been documented by the FBI and law enforcement around the country. So this is a time, the second half of the month, to really just enjoy the simple things in life. That's the overall that I would totally suggest, is to enjoy the simple things in life and don't let the slow energy get to you. I mean, and even get slower on the 30th when Venus enters Taurus. We've got one hell of a month. So much fun.
Is this kind of stuff typical of every April, or does it change?
It changes because it depends on the cycles, when a planet goes retrograde, when it doesn't. But typically, yes, the Sun, Mercury, and Venus, which are the inner planets, usually are in the same sign or very close in proximity. It all depends on the year. You know, every 2 years, Mars will go retrograde, and it may be in that sign or close by sign and so on. You see, the outer planets, they always go retrograde because they're so far out from us, you know. And so every season, there's a dynamic like this. But it's really the outer planets and their alignments that make a big difference, like the Pluto squaring Uranus.
Right.
And when you've got the inner planets doing their little thing, and then they interact with the outer planets, now you're seeing significant transformations taking place. All of these transformations that we're going through, starting with like 2007, 2008, are a result of Pluto in Capricorn and then beginning to square Uranus in Aries later on in 2011. All of these changes could be attributed to these two planets primarily. And then, of course, the awakening that's taking place, in other words, seeing through the illusion and the fantasy, has been Neptune in Pisces, embracing the spiritual side of life. And that's a part of the dynamics as well. So these little inner planets are more day-to-day, week-to-week, where the outer planets are longer, a couple of months, a few years, and so on. See?
So, okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe, we're going to take a short break. Stay with us. Joe and I will be right back.
Does this world get you down? Are you living your bliss? Tired of therapies that don't offer you any real direction or answers? Did you know that Maria does personal life coaching sessions? Save thousands of therapy dollars and get the direction and answers you need to live an authentic life based on your own personal blueprint for this life. All this typically in just one private session with Maria, not countless hours on a couch. Maria combines her professional experience, life experience, and her hereditary intuitive gifts to get you back on track. Email Maria today for an appointment at maria@maria.net. That's MERIA@MERIA.net. Get on with the best life you can possibly have. Check out the other side of this happy, loving, passionate woman at www.mariaheller.com and avail yourself of the best coaching around, all in the privacy of your home via the telephone. Gift yourself with yourself. Make an appointment today. Write maria@maria.net.
Okay, welcome back to Stars Are Us with myself and Joe Anthony. Check out his work at planetswithin.com. Check out his YouTube channel also, because he's got every one of your signs covered, where you can watch a 10-12 minute video on what to expect for yourself in this month of April. And a little correction, our show Supernatural Kids will be on the 22nd this month. So if you have questions, experiences, children that you think would be interested, just email them either to myself or to Joe. And we'll make sure to cover them on the next show. Okay, Joe, we've already pretty much covered that this is going to be one wild and wicked month. And just looking at how the news is rolled out, I have no doubt it's going to be an extremely interesting month. But on a personal note, you know, I always enjoy, you know, doing a little review of everybody's sign. I listen to at least three of them because I like my moon, my sun, and my rising sign. I listen to the ones you say about my kids, about my friends. I know pretty much everybody's signs, because it kind of gives me a heads up on what's going on with them.
Right.
Sure. I know, you know, I know you're all revved up, so today should be easier for you to do your nonstop, your nonstop delivery.
Of course. Yeah, we can get into that. I've got the charts up in front of me right now, and so let's get started with Aries. All right. Aries, what can I say? This is your time of the year to shine. You know, the sun is going through Aries, and as of today, Venus will be in Aries. So it's all about looking for love with five planets in Aries right now. I mean, four planets in Aries. The desire is very strong to start something new and to begin a new relationship or to make more money or to buy new clothes and so on. So this month is going to give you that perfect opportunity, including the new moon in Aries that's coming in on the 7th. This is a great opportunity to reinvent yourselves and then take a little break. And, you know, enjoy yourself. Now, the downside is that on the 17th, your ruler is going to go retrograde. And so, and it's going to be in Sagittarius, which is your ninth house. So you're not going to be as mobile as you'd like. You're going to be revisiting the past, all kinds of ideas, concepts, and so on. Don't take it personally, Aries. That's the worst thing you could do. You become self-destructive. So just revisit the past, past clients, past relationships, so on and so forth, and just realize that they were all experiences. And enjoy. That's the key. Enjoy. They're just experiences. And go to the gym. Exercise. Burn off some energy. Do something that'll tire you out so you don't have to think as much. Mm. So that would be my suggestion when it comes to Aries. Taurus, what can I say? The first half of the month is a slower period because these planets are going through the sign before yours. So that means that your 12th house gets activated, limitations, working from behind the scenes, spirituality, all that stuff. But the good news is that the second half of the month, all the planets, the inner planets, start moving into your sign. We already got Mercury going into Taurus as of today, the 5th. So you will start thinking in terms of practicality and what it is that you need, and maybe you'll start communicating a little bit more. By the time the 21st comes around, you're in high gear, or you should be. And especially towards the end of the month, when Venus goes into the sign of Taurus, okay, you should be like a magnet to other people, situations, money, things, people offering you things, wanting to be around you, maybe feeling more social. So this is a great time to be, this time of year, to be around others. So take advantage. The retrogrades are not going to affect you as much because, let's face it, Taurus sometimes is a very slow sign, and it's natural in a slow-moving environment, which is fine, and you'll just feel very comfortable with it. And so, but just follow along in the projects that you really find fascinating and that you need to accomplish and review. Gemini, okay. This is a very social month for you guys. You begin the month with planets going through Gemini, through Aries, and affecting Gemini in a way that has to do with social clubs, friendships, organizations, thinking about the future and all that stuff. Now, obviously, the little glitch this month is going to be that Mercury goes retrograde at the end of the month. You're going to be, what's that?
Little glitch.
A little glitch, yeah, exactly. And so things may slow down a bit. You will absolutely be revisiting the past when it comes to relationships because Mars in Sagittarius in your seventh house going retrograde is going to bring back people from the past, past lovers, past situations, past whatever are going to come back into your life. So it's going to give you an opportunity to resolve a lot of issues. This retrograde is very big on your values, resolving matters that need to be resolved, and really just not about so much about the future as it is about cleaning up the past. So the first half of the month, plan out your what you want to do the next 2 months, but then you're going to go into review mode after planets start going retrograde after the 17th. So the new moon is giving you an opportunity to say, okay, this is what I want to do, this, this, and this, and I'm going to do it. And I realize the second half of the month into May, I may have to slow down a little bit and clean up the mess that I've created. So that's what it kind of looks like there. All right, let me find Cancer here. Hold on 1 second, Maria. I've got my astrology program open. Okay, here we go. Cancer, with all these planets going through Aries and your 10th house of career, this is your top priority. This is your focus this month. How you're seen in the public, more responsibility at work, dealing with relationships at work, promotions, and so on. There's the new moon in Aries that's going to affect your career house. So over the next few weeks, issues with career are top priority, as I've been saying. And so maybe a promotion, maybe a new job, maybe seeing people from the past that you used to work with. This is all going to be highlighted for you guys. Now, Mars is going through Sagittarius in your sixth house. When it does go retrograde, there you go. There's a slowdown. And now you need to focus more on, I would suggest, your health, because Mars going retrograde in the sixth house of health could slow things down, make you very susceptible to colds and aches and, you know, all that stuff. So I want you guys, because your emotions are very strong and very powerful, and you don't realize when you're in a weakened state, you're literally weakening your own immune system. So I want you guys to really focus this retrograde in the next couple of months on your health, just being healthier, being happy, realizing that it's a slowdown period and not to take it personally. Now, that full moon in Scorpio is going to highlight your fifth house, giving you an opportunity to enjoy yourself, or be around children, be around your children, be around your lover, whatever. And it's saying just enjoy, enjoy. And when the planets go into Taurus, the second half of the month, this is a great time for you guys to just socialize with people from the past and just have a good time with it. Mm. All right? Leo, this is a time where you're exploring the meaning of life. This month gives you an opportunity to get out there, maybe go hiking, take some short-term trips. The new moon is activating your ninth house of philosophy, beliefs, adventure. So there's a desire to see. There's a desire to explore. There's a desire to learn. That's what this month is all about, especially the first half of the month, because, again, the energy is high and the motivation is high. But the second half of the month, when planets start going into Taurus, now you shift gears into the career sector because the planets start going into your 10th house, which has to do with status in your career. So there could be more of a focus on your job, getting a promotion, getting a new clients, and so on. And so your primary focus is going to be there. Now, the retrograde Mars is going to affect your fifth house. And so dealing with children, dealing with family members from that you haven't seen in a while, dealing with all kinds of things that you think are fun or maybe need to have more fun and you've always wanted to do, but you haven't. So here's an opportunity this month to go out and do them. So I think it's a great time for Leos, as they always are, to explore different venues. Virgo, what can I say? You're also ruled by Mercury, just like Gemini. And so for you guys, you've already had Jupiter staying retrograde in Virgo for quite a while, which is not that bad because Jupiter is very beneficial. Mm-hmm. And so what you've got going on here with Mercury going retrograde towards the end of the month is a review. You're going to review your life patterns, your philosophies, your beliefs, what it is that you really want out of life. What's my next move is going to be your theme. Mm-hmm. Right now, with all these planets going through Aries and your eighth house of deep psychological thinking, sexuality, other people's money, you're really primarily focusing on the inner work, the dynamics that are taking place deep within your own psyche. Now, this is not always the best place to be for a Virgo because then they become obsessed with things not being perfect and so on. But once the planets shift into Taurus, the second half of the month, you should feel a whole lot better about yourself and having more fun and traveling and exploring and learning. And so this is going to be very beneficial. Now, that Mars retrograde is going to take hold in the fourth house, which has to do with your family. So there's family dynamics that are going to be at play here the next couple of months for you guys. And so maybe there'll be a male figure or several male figures in your life that may have issues with health or that they're going to need more support, or maybe even a mother, you know, that needs more support because the fourth house represents the mother, but Saturn is in there, which represents the father. So it could be the parents. And so dealing with elderly people, mature people, maybe even supervisors at work. This is all going to be a theme while these two planets, Mars and Saturn, are retrograding your fourth house. So do the best you can. You'll get through it. You've got Jupiter in Virgo in your sign, so take advantage of opportunities when they come your way. Libra, what can I say, Libra? You have all these planets in Aries, which is your opposite sign, going through your seventh house. So relationships are top priority right now, even with especially with Venus going through Aries, your seventh house. And so you should be involved with other people, socializing, secret admirers, being around organizations and groups that stimulate your mind. This is all very exciting for you this month. And so take advantage of it while you can, no doubt about it. The new moon included, if you're not in a relationship, there's a perfect opportunity to meet somebody new. And I'm just saying it could be anybody. It could be a friend, somebody that you get along with well. Doesn't necessarily have to be romance, but it could be. The new moon on the 7th highlights your 7th house as well in Aries. So take advantage. The Mars retrograde, along with Saturn retrograde in your 3rd house of thinking, are really making you, forcing you to look at things on a larger scale. And so you're thinking about long-term plans and so on. But when Mars goes retrograde, you will be revisiting the past, your old belief system, the decisions you've made. You may be thinking about your own self and your self-worth and your self-purpose. These are going to be themes that come up, especially when the planets go into Taurus, which is, again, about values, and go into your 8th house. This is going to give you more focus on money and values. And so, again, review, revisit, revise, but don't take personally. Okay? And stay away from any indecisiveness. It's not healthy. What else? Scorpio. Here we go, Scorpio. This is a month where you have lots of motivation having to do with your work and your health because planets are going through Aries in your 6th house. So what you've got here is it's highlighting your responsibilities. It's highlighting employees, if you have any. It's highlighting your career. And so you're working hard or there's a lot of energy put forth in this area. But the other dynamic is your health. Be very mindful of your health. There's nothing wrong, but you may wear yourself down when Mars goes retrograde. Now, Mars is your co-ruler because before they discovered Pluto, Mars was associated with Scorpio. And so in your 2nd house, going retrograde, it's about your values, it's about your possessions, and it's about your, obviously, your money. And so you'll be thinking a lot more about money the 2nd half of April because planets are going to go into Taurus, which is your opposite sign. So making money, how can I make more money? Can I take care of debts that I've accumulated? And so investments, these are all going to be the theme the 2nd half of the month. Mm-hmm. So take advantage while you can. It's just the dynamics and the cycles that are shifting, and we're shifting along with them. So, again, don't take anything personally. Sagittarius, here we go, Maria.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, Sagittarius, what can I say? You're going to have a period of slowing down even more because Mars is in Sagittarius.
No.
So Mars going retrograde in Sagittarius, along with Saturn already being retrograde in Sagittarius, is going to bring you what's that?
Happy day. Could be why I can't get out of bed before 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's it. But you see, the thing about Mars being retrograde in the 1st house is you're going to revisit the past, but more of a fun-filled experience. Mars going retrograde in Sagittarius, Sagittarians will be still looking for places to go that they've always wanted to go or already have been. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a time frame where you will have to slow down, but the little blips of energy that come in will motivate you to go to something in the past. With all this energy coming in Aries, it's the 5th house, so creativity and adventure and exploring are very high the 1st half of April. And so the 2nd half of April is more of a slowdown to enjoy yourself or experience some place that you've been before. And with all these planets in Taurus, it's going into the 6th house. So there's going to be a primary focus on health and work and service to others. And it may be many issues from the past that show up. like clients or that need help and so on. But no doubt about it, this is a big month to take advantage the first half and then the second half to just enjoy yourself even more. So at a slower rate.
Right. I'll take
Capricorn.
That.
Capricorn. What's that?
I said I'll take that.
Yeah. Here's the second half, Maria, the second part of your reading. With all these planets going through the fourth house right now, the Aries planets, this is about foundation. This is about feeling. This is about nurturing the emotions. And so Aries, with all this Aries energy, you're feeling more fiery, or you're feeling, you know, like connecting to family members. This is all the theme right now, or doing something within the home, remodeling, cleaning, whatever. It definitely motivates people around the home with all these planets going through the fourth. And so Mars for Capricorn will be retrograde in Sagittarius in the 12th house. Now, this is a real slowdown period for Capricorn. This is going to be a very important time to just listen to your intuition. Follow the dreams. The dreams are going to be very vivid, and they're going to show you things. It's like a doorway is opening to the past, because it's in the 12th house. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a major doorway that opens, or a timeline that opens up for Capricorns to really see the past. And so I'd say take advantage of it while this Mars retrograde and Mercury goes retrograde at the end of the month. Now, there is good news here, because the second half of the month, planets go into Taurus, and Taurus is your fifth house in sun sign astrology. And so having more fun with kids, having more fun with grandkids, having more fun in general is going to be the theme. Just don't overdo it by over drinking or getting carried away with different things, because Mars is retrograde in the 12th house of self-undoing. Do you hear that, Maria?
I heard it. Well, it's pretty timely. It's pretty timely, because I have, you know, been spending more time with my grandkids, and we had a lot of fun.
You see?
And I'll be spending more time with them, as one of them turns 21 this month.
Hey, there you go. So anyway, you can see the dynamics and how they're shifting here. And so I say go and enjoy and experience, because it's all an experience down in this physical world. Aquarius. You have got your brain on overload, and you have for quite a while because of Saturn and because of now the planets going through Aries in your third house of communication. So you're probably doing a lot of traveling or a lot of talking. And this theme will continue with the new moon on the 7th. No doubt about it. The ideas just keep popping in, and you've got so much on your plate. I have a couple of words for you. Write things down. Three words. Write things down. Because your mind is on overload and you just can't keep everything up there. So by all means, go in the direction you feel, but slow down and smell the roses. And you'll be able to do that the second half of the month when planets go into Taurus and they load up in your fourth house. So you'll be socializing a lot more at home, or being around the home more, or need to connect with family to find some grounding. Very important this month for you guys, okay? And the full moon will be activating your career house, so something about your career is going to take a shift, or some sort of dynamic change, promotion, whatever, the 21st. The Mars retrograde is really in your going to revisit the past even more, because it happens in your 11th house. So take advantage of opportunities as they come your way, and don't take anything personally. All right, last but not least here, Maria, we have Pisces. Pisces, with all these planets going through Aries in your second house, it's about money, values, and things. And so many of you are really going out spending more, or wanting to spend more, maybe buying a car, maybe having car repairs, and so on. But there is this desire to make more money, and you feel very fortunate with money right now, especially when planets go into Taurus. Everything's going to be money, 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 things. And, you know, it's going to be really very important. Now, the Mars retrograde is going to happen in your 10th house of career, along with Saturn. So you may have some stagnation going on in the next 2 months within the career and clients and whatever, your companies and so on. But the good news is next month, Jupiter wakes up in Virgo in your 7th house. So give me an opportunity to reconnect with your sense of purpose and other manage while you can. There you have it, Maria.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Hey, I got a beep when you were saying reconnect to your purpose, and I forgot to kill my call waiting.
Oh, Okay.
I know you were on a roll, but you know what? Pisces, go to his YouTube channel, watch his YouTube. Okay, everybody should do that. I'm going to do that tonight, Joe. I just sit in my living room with you, and I watch, you know, as many of them as I want to. And it's fabulous.
There you go.
So thanks so much, Joe, and happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks.
Guess I'll talk with you soon. Take good care. Bye.
Bye.
Joe Anthony, check his work out at planetswithin.com. Thanks for supporting the show.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.